Swing Low, Sweet Chariot was written in the late 1800s. Some say it was used as part of the Underground Railroad. It was a popular anthem during the 1960s civil rights movement, and Tuesday it became part of a message school choice supporters like Frank Biden, the younger brother of Vice President Joe Biden, brought to a school choice rally at Florida's Capitol.
The funding that you children receive and you parents receive for your schools is significantly less than that of other public school children. We are the public system. We're not a separate system. This isn't de facto de jure segregation any longer. This is a civil rights issue.
School choice supporters, especially proponents of charter schools, have railed against what they see as a disparity in funding. A common refrain: charter schools are public schools and therefore deserve to have the same amount of public money. A proponent of that argument is Republican State Representative Janet Atkins.
So this inequity in funding is not sustainable. If we want to continue to have school choice in Florida, we absolutely have to solve this problem of our charter schools only getting about 65% of the funding that our district-managed schools receive. And so I'm committed to solving that problem.
Charter school teachers are paid with public dollars, the same as their traditional school counterparts. Charters also get the same amount of money per student as traditional schools do. The major disparity has been in the area of building and maintenance money. But charters have recently been getting some state dollars for that, too, because very few school districts share their local building funds. Now the charters are pushing for greater access to unused public school buildings, something districts oppose. And that's at the center of a big fight in the legislature this year. And Atkins says charters need that access because the extra state funding isn't enough.
And because of the incredible growth in charter schools, because more parents are exercising their choice, we are dividing that pot of $55 million among more and more students.
Representative George Moraitis, who is sponsoring the bill that would have given charters that access, says he plans on removing the language, citing a proposal in the Senate that would change it to give charters access to any unused public facility, whether a school or not. And Nikki Lowry, Florida director of the pro-school choice advocacy group Students First, says she believes the alternative option could work.
We Students First believe that everything is fair game, that if there's an empty public space, then absolutely, if there is an educational need for that space, that it should be filled in that way.
There are more than 500 charter schools in the state of Florida, and advocates continue to push for things like not limiting children to one school zone based on zip code. Over the past 15 years, Florida has created many ways to give parents more options, like private school vouchers and the ability to leave a failing school and go to another free of charge. They've also created virtual schooling. There's also now a push to give parents a greater say in the fate of failing traditional public schools. Critics of the school reform movement say all of this has led to two separate and not equal school systems. So why not level the playing field, create one set of rules to govern everybody, charter and traditional? Atkins says that would defeat the purpose.
Well, the whole purpose behind charter schools in the first place was to try and introduce innovation in our education system and to give parents that choice. When you make everybody the same, then you get away from that initial purpose.
Atkins says she's supportive of a proposal letting districts establish their own charter-esque schools as long as they're managed by an independent board. And so the fight goes on. School choice groups continue to push for greater funding parity, and traditional schools continue to voice opposition to a movement they see as separate and unequal. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.